Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who do you like in the Har Bowl, the Super Bro Bowl, the Ray Ray Bye Bye Bowl, or simply Super Bowl 47? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Most pro football fans have a favorite team and want them to win the Super Bowl every year. But for me, when that doesn't happen, I'm strictly a socialist. Let's spread the wealth all we can. Trouble is, that's tough to do with either team Sunday in New Orleans. The 49ers and Ravens have combined to win 6 Super Bowls, so there is no first-timer to root for. Baltimore won most recently, thumping the New York Giants 34-7 in Super Bowl 35 12 years ago. The last of the Niners' 5 NFL championships came in 1995 when quarterback Steve Young was the MVP. Joe Montana had led them to the first 4 Lombardi trophies. Thus, they could call this one the Sentimental Bowl because each team will have millions of fans rooting for them. Are the Ravens a so-called team of destiny, riding Ray Lewis's comeback from an injury to stun 2 division champions on the road to the Big Easy? If you like Lewis, winning his last game is another reason to hope he goes out on top. The Niners have been one of America's teams since Montana threw the pass to Dwight Clark for the catch in 1982 to avenge 3 straight playoff losses to the Cowboys. Montana went on to win his first Super Bowl and his first of 3 Super Bowl MVPs. He's been the legend Tom Brady, Big Ben, and the Manning brothers have been chasing ever since. And how about the Harbaughs coaching against each other on opposite sidelines, which is just about the only way you can tell them apart? John is a year older and has been coaching in the NFL longer, but Jim is better known from his days as a Michigan quarterback and coaching Andrew Luck at Stanford. John reputedly has a tougher team, but Jim is supposedly the bigger SOB. Then there are other quarterbacks. The Ravens' Joe Flacco can be great with 8 TD passes and no picks in this postseason, but still stinks it up enough on occasion to earn the nickname Joe Fluco. And the Niners' tattooed rookie sensation Colin Kaepernick, who had exactly 1 college scholarship offer in football and got the job when Alex Smith was injured, never to return. It's a tough pick for sure, but I like San Francisco's balance between offense and defense to win by 7 and go 6-0 in what should be a Super Bowl. This is Archansky. See ya.